What is going on? You are listening and a little bit of watching today because we're filming this just for you guys out there. Tags Podcast, aka Talk About Gay Sex Podcast. I'm your host, Steve V. This is episode 298, counting our way down to 300. And we are finally in the person. House with Lincoln.
Hey, everybody. Good to see you all.
Lincoln, you thanks for riding your ass down here after teaching two back-to-back classes
at Temple. It was great. Temple Gym, it was great. Very fun.
I'm coming next week.
Good.
Yes.
Can I come too?
Yep.
And before you speak, mister, let me introduce you. Tonight is Cody Maurice Doggett. How the hell are you? Thanks for coming in from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn in the house.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah. Wow, that's travel.
Hello, darlings. How are you doing? It's so good to be in the same room as all of you at the same time.
It's really, really special, exciting. We used to do this show from the get-go in the same room.
Yay, we did.
Room, as Jeremy Russ Lopez likes to call it.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yep. And so it's great to be here with you guys. And I think it's going to be a different show. I'm excited. We got a full show for you.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot wait. On this Met Gala, it's very exciting because the VMAs were last night. I feel like everything's back in the house. VMAs were last night. I want to talk briefly about that. We're going to talk about Madonna in a second. I just peeled myself from the TV a second ago because the Met Gala is normally the first Monday in May, but because of COVID, it was tonight and all the fashion. And can I just say my shout outs on the Met Gala are the men. So we're talking Lil Nas X.
Yes, always.
Stephen Curry, who spells his name like we do with a PH.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Steph Curry, Oakland. The basketball player.
Vivian, where's he? What team? The Oakland, what? Warriors.
Warriors, yay.
Producer in the house, Vivian Mead, filming us.
I was going to say, we had to shout out to her.
Yes, exactly. And Chance the Rapper looked freaking amazing.
Oh, my God. I need to watch that.
Was this VMAs or Met Gala?
Met Gala. Got it. But shout out to MJ Rodriguez, who was on the red carpet, who looked amazing. And Iman is probably amazing. Stole the show.
Say word. Oh, my God. We have to stop recording. I have to
stop.
I have to go see it right now.
Wasn't Iman just turned down the hat?
On point.
Yeah.
I love that.
So if that wasn't enough, last night was the VMAs. And again, Lil Nas X was in the house performing. But we have to just quickly shout out to Madonna. And I want to shout out to what Kathy Griffin said. She said on her Twitter, she looked so amazing, I think, Madonna. And she, I saw this thing. I didn't know if you saw it, Lincoln, where she was filming and somebody caught footage
in Times Square.
I was wondering, that must be promoting the Madame X store that's going to be coming up in October.
Yep.
And no, it was for the VMAs.
It was for this. Which is kind of a nod to both, which I like.
Yeah, right.
Smart.
And so Kathy Griffin said, if you're dragging Madonna online tonight, you can't really call yourself a feminist. If the reason you're dragging her is because she committed the crime of still being alive and behaving in a way that you personally don't approve of, you are most certainly ageist.
Get him, Kathy. Yeah, that's what I have
good
to
for
say.
You. Go for Kathy.
Yes. Yeah.
Good point.
Love that. Yes. And so she opened up the VMAs with 40 years because, as we all know, Madonna was at the head of MTV. So shout out to that. Normani and Tayani recreated Janet Jackson's iconic, I don't know what it was, S&M scene where they put a man on the cross, Janet Jackson did.
What?
And so on this one,
I didn't
Normani
see it yet.
And Tayani recreated that. So I love that my other favorite was being praised. And then Lil Nas X recreated his shower scene video for Industry Baby. And he thanked the gay agenda by winning the biggest award of the night, which was the best music video. And that's kind of one of the best things. But on top of that, did you know he has this baby registry? Have you heard of this?
No.
So he has this baby registry.
looks so adorable.
Which he looks so hilarious. And essentially, you can donate as if he's going to have a baby. So he's got the transclusive group that you could, you know, like if you had a baby, right? You'd have this online
I've
thing.
I've never had a baby. So
he has the trans inclusive group, which is advocating and working and collaborating with partners to build true relationships within the transgender community. He's got all kinds of things. The Project, which we all know, the Bail Project is an organization on a mission to end cash bail, which I'm all for. He's Bros in Convo, providing comprehensive multicultural sexual health and wellness education and peer supportive.
That's cool.
On and on. Atlanta, Compassionate Atlanta, which is a grassroots community building nonprofit, which seeks to raise awareness about the benefits of compassionate action throughout the great Atlanta area by teaching and encouraging people of persuasion and walks of life to channel their concern for the well-being of others. So on and on, he's got this. And I think and lastly, for Lil Nas X, is one of his dancers had a number on the back of his shirt that read 433,816.
Oh, wow.
Which apparently is the number representing people living with HIV in the South. Because all know.
That's interesting.
Numbers in the South, in the general in the South, sometimes things aren't up, you know, they're not with it.
The information isn't out there as much. I used to work in the South as far as like outreach and things of that nature. I think we talked about this before. And I was a peer educator, and that was back in the 90s, though, so I don't know how it is now.
Wow, it's a different world.
But it's still the same. The numbers, well, Lincoln, if we think about even with COVID cases, you know, parts of the South are behind us because they're the ones that don't want to get vaccinated.
Right.
And so they're always a little bit behind. Shout out to people in the South. But
we love you.
We love you.
Get it together. Get that information together.
Yeah. I mean, what are your first thoughts when you hear about pop culture right now really representing all of us? I mean, Lincoln, what are your thoughts when you see, like, you know, tonight's representation? And I mean, I don't know. I think it's really cool.
I think it's beautiful that it's reaching so many people. I will be honest. I don't know a lot of people that are on there. And it's interesting to watch something and go, oh, I'm no longer the demographic. That's okay. It's hitting a lot of other people out there.
My sister and I we had to like Google some of these people. We're like, oh, we didn't know. Right. But then we discovered there was a Mexican actress that was on there. What was her name? That we just discovered her in the Elizabeth Eliza Gonzalez, and I didn't know her, but she's a Mexican soap opera, right?
Oh, that's cool.
Mexican soap opera actress, and she was Loud and Proud. And the only way to get to the Met Gala is to be invited by Anna Wintour.
Of course,
and
darling.
They're very strict on all that. So, yeah. I think
I think the Met Gala. Well, the Met Gala, MTV. Is definitely a certain genre, right? I didn't know a lot of the performers I saw last night. I was out at the Eagle and I got home and saw after clips. I had no idea Madonna was opening it. I had no idea who was winning or who, but it's been that way for a while with the MTV Music Awards.
Yes, right.
You know,
Billy Porter said that when he was coming up, he could not imagine how much Black Boy Joy and how much representation we would actually have in this
day
and age.
That I love,
He commented on it, and I love it. I think that he's amazing, and he's looking back, and he's so proud of everybody right now, and it's just so wonderful.
It's great.
It's such a great time. I love this time of year, and Fashion Week is happening here in New York City, and Saturday, we all know the Coach bags and all. Well, they had their fashion launching brand put on its latest show at New York Fashion Week, and for the big return, they decided to make it special. Creative director Stuart Vevers, I hope I'm saying that right, made the collection a love letter to New York City. And while this included referencing the Coach archives, as the brand is a New York staple, it also meant paying ode to some of the city landmarks, and those came in the form of places like Zabar's, which we know, Serendipity, the Brooklyn Bridge, and guess who else?
Who?
The Eagle.
Yay! That's so cool.
And so Derek Danton, who we know is the owner of the New York Eagle, was so proud, and they created this iconic bag.
This logo they gave
to them. It's one of the original New York logos that they ever had. And when asked Derek if they're going to recreate, he says, well, we own the image. We might just recreate it.
I was so proud
that Coach included them in. That's really, I mean, Zanzibar, Brooklyn Bridge.
It's such a big thing.
And the Eagle.
To be included in that.
I think amongst
those names. It's so
Well, the Eagle is a 30-plus year old. Yeah, because it was on the West Side Highway.
Yeah.
For at least 10 years, maybe longer.
Right.
And then it's been in its current location for 20.
Wow.
And it's about to start another 20. So it is an institution.
So I think this whole thing that we're talking about really is showing representation in our gay sexuality. Because I have one more story and then we'll talk about this.
Okay.
So if you're a Tom of Finland fan, which I am, as you all know, as you are, you have a Tom of Finland.
I have a lot of Tom of Finland stuff. A meditation room.
A meditation room. So if you're a Tom of Finland fan, the Paris-based brand Carne Bolente has teamed up with the Tom of Finland Foundation on a series of shirts, sweatshirts, and totes that are quickly selling out. And they're made in Portugal, but the collaboration is the latest in a string of link-ups from the Tom of Finland Foundation. And he's got all of these, but it's really cool. His imagery portrayed gay men, as we all know, as strong and desirable, which was refreshing and empowering. This collaboration reflects our desire to introduce this artist to a new generation, but also to highlight the humoristic part of his work, less known from the public.
Okay.
And I think that's really cool. They also said that really cool stuff. And they wanted to make the work to promote our gay sexuality and make it more as not something, as you know, Lincoln, for so long, I think I was ashamed, or I'll just speak for myself. I was enticed by gay porn and the gay sexuality that I saw, but I was also ashamed of it a lot. And I think with like Lil Nas X and with this collaboration and with Coach collaborating with Choosing, they had so many things to choose from. And out of the five, they chose the New York Eagle, which is a cruise bar.
Yeah.
I think we're finally legitimizing gay sexuality. And you and I, Cody, talked the other day about Dancing with the Stars and how, what's her name?
JoJo Siwa.
We said, yes, it's great. She's going to be dancing with a female, but it's a white female and it's lesbian.
Yep.
Are they going to put two men on there?
And she's feminine. So it's more ingestible, basically.
Right. Yeah. So
well, that's like the Ellen days.
Right.
Women are always more ingestible than the men.
So what do you guys think about this?
Ingestible.
Do you think
we're
digestible?
Digestible. I was like, ingestible. What am I saying?
Ingest that wine.
I know, exactly.
Ingestible
two
is
classes,
a word.
Two glasses, one glass. Is it?
It is, but it's not.
It's something you take.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Something you swallow.
Yes. It's like a noun or something. Okay.
Not like a black pill on American Horror Story, if you're watching that. But so what are your thoughts? I mean, do you think that we're at this turning point that's kind of, I mean, major companies are showing our sexuality. I feel like you, Lincoln, just see the beauty of being in the same room as Jeremy likes to say, is you get, I already know you're not on, you don't believe they're at a turning point.
I don't, it's not believe or not believe. This is all I'm going to say. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I just feel we were a little bit more.
For the rest of that.
I just think we were a little more interesting when we were all in the closet.
Oh,
and
really?
I don't want anyone to be oppressed. I don't want anyone to not be heard. I don't want anyone to not be living their best life. But if we're, I just sometimes wonder if we could have done it a little differently. That's all. If instead of everyone living their best life and being as loud as possible, it's like when gay marriage passed, we had an opportunity to not call it marriage. We had an opportunity to redefine a union between two people.
Yes.
And not have it be under the heading of marriage, which is usually connected to Catholicism, Roman Catholic, or a religion.
Okay.
We had an opportunity.
There's a lot to unpack on what
he
just said.
I know, right?
Said.
Let's just take part one.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So I don't necessarily agree with that.
That's okay.
I love that it's out loud and proud, and it's in front, it's in your face, and I can feel more comfortable walking down the street holding my boyfriend's hand or kissing him in public. That is something that I'm glad that these people are all living their best lives, and that it's so prevalent now in today's culture. And that it just makes me feel more comfortable being who I am out in the world.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. Really happy.
Yeah.
I moved from the Castro to Chelsea.
Yeah.
I've never had a problem holding my boyfriend's hand. Do you know what I mean?
No, like,
and when I, back in the early 90s, I did Benetton on tour. And I went all over the country and produced fashion shows.
Uh-huh.
And my partner was a black female.
Okay.
And I remember walking into Tampa, Florida, and people looking at us in a way I had never seen people look at me before. And me not understand what's happening. We went to Anchorage, Alaska, and we wore matching overalls and matching Benetton rugbys under. And to have I was 270 pounds at the time, and I had kind of bad skin, and she was a heavy set black woman, and we walked into Anchorage, Alaska, like, hey, we're here from San Francisco, what's the big deal? And the looks, the energy, you're right,
it immediately now changes.
So if it's taking all that away, I get it. And listen, it's I know I'm in a bubble,
it's lessening it.
No, but
it's
here's the thing that we're forgetting that we've talked about on the show before, is you would think the more representation would mean more open minds, and as we've, there's more hate crimes happening.
That's right.
If I really wanted to, I could fill up the entire show of hate crimes around the world that are happening all the time. They're so atrocious, each and every one of them, that we don't have enough time. And it's sad that I have to even say that. So there was somebody that wrote an interesting piece that I can't recall right now, but was making that link that, unfortunately, the more representation also means
there's more pushback.
Hate crimes.
I know.
But I would say, given the choice of being in the closet, I think revolutionary moments usually are pushing, slamming down your throat. I can think of Madonna pushing during her tours before. It always comes down to a Madonna moment.
By the way.
And I know where these are when we have to get through these moments. And yes, I do agree with you. There were some really interesting times when the Eagle, you could go down parts on the west side and you could go in between parked cars and see men having sex. And I always say I wish I had one moment in time to go back to 1978,
right,
and go to the Eagle at that time.
All right.
Well, I think
and
there
when
was
sex was when it, you really put your life in your hands to put on a leather suit and get on the subway and make your way down to the Eagle.
Yeah. I mean, that is my generation. And the only point I'm going to make about this is that whole generation passed with HIV. There are not a lot of men in their 70s, in their 60s right now, or in their 80s that are still alive.
Correct.
And there is no respect from that because that generation died with that virus.
But
so we could be as out and loud and everything that you want to be, but it seems to me often it's the way we do it.
But I want to push back on the respect because, A, we just talked about Tom of Finland Foundation working with this Parisian designers with logos. So it's putting an iconic designer, and Tom of Finland himself was ahead of his time. He showed you when it wasn't favorable to put his sketches out there, he did it beyond them. Lil Nas X is talking about HIV and the stigma that still exists. So these are young, newer organizations, people that are choosing to put something that wasn't.
But this is nothing new. Mapplethorpe was doing that.
But Mapplethorpe was doing it back then. I'm saying for the new kids. We were just watching the Met Gala, and they said, if you don't, they said, who did they say, Viv? It was in relation to Iman. If you're a fan of Kylie Jenner, if you're a fan of
goodness. They did not do that.
Bella Hadid, you need
Gigi
Hadid, you need to Google right now. If you don't know who that woman is on the screen right now, who looked fucking amazing,
mind blowing, I bet.
You need to look up Iman and know where real.
Word. She's heads and shoulders. My goodness, I'm going to get in trouble.
But again, if you're...
I'm going to get canceled.
So we're teaching people, and I think that's good.
Okay.
You don't think we're teaching people?
No, I just don't think it's anything new because I'm of that generation.
No, okay.
That's all I'm saying. Like you can
for you,
you can throw
for
the
you can
like but, I'm not Kardashian educated. Does that mean I need to be? Because I don't want to be.
No, but it's nothing new for you. But are you not see the level of teaching moments for the kids so that they
sure.
that and I
sure
think,
of course
yeah I think that's the point is
I think so and I it makes a lot of sense that they are not forgetting where we came from as a people and they're bringing that into the forefront right now and they're letting the current generation know what we as gay people went through in the past,
which is outstanding.
Yeah,
which is completely outstanding. I really don't have a problem with anything.
Yeah.
I'm not as wowed by it.
Okay.
I'm more like, oh,
that's what
okay.
they need to be doing.
You know, back in the day, Madonna was completely taken off the airwaves because of the sex book and the erotica album. It destroyed her career.
Yeah.
American Life destroyed her career.
Yeah.
And last night I watched MTV Music Awards.
I know,
and
it was
I
in
saw
that video, remember?
More ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
And boob. And I couldn't understand one fucking lyric from a song.
Okay, but here's
at least I can understand
but Lincoln,
when
here's
she
what's...
comes out dressed as Marlena Dietrich and does a full-on Marlena Dietrich tribute.
Okay.
Then I am being educated of something that is not just, and I'm not saying other people are, that is not just pots and pans tribute to it.
But look, what's interesting about the butts that you mention is Madonna led the VMAs yesterday. And she led it also with her ass out there. I don't know if it's her new ass or not, but it's a good ass. It's a really good ass. And I'm thinking,
word on the street is
with the she's always been with the kids. And my Janet always calls them the kids too, because I think one of their things is they've been able to go through the times and be with pop culture and then reinvent it.
And that is fabulous. Yeah. And that is wonderful. And I support it 1,000%. And I'm an adult.
Yes.
And I like the adults in the fucking room. I like the adults to own the world because we can walk around
Cheers
as much as we want and say, oh, but what about the children? What about the children? What about the adults? We're going to be gone.
Yeah.
And if our planet keeps going the same direction it's going, there's not going to be a planet for the children to live in. So maybe we should take care of our planet as adults. That's all I'm saying.
Also, we should teach the children to take care of the planet as well. So
if they could listen,
fight the
battle. It's a give and take.
I remember it's so funny. This came up for me recently. I was in sixth grade and my English teacher had a foundation called Four Spacious Skies that was all about the sky and keeping it blue. And I was in fifth grade.
What?
Yeah. All the way back. Fifth grade. Long time ago. And he was teaching a child about For Spacious Skies and keeping the skies blue. I only did so much with it, but I hope that just as a universe, we could do more with it.
I mean,
across the board.
Maybe people in the same class as you, they did something. You never know what happens.
Well, they all got pregnant and had kids.
Well, I love it, but we've got
suburbia. That's what they do out there.
Lincoln, you're going to love this next topic because you just came from teaching.
I love them all.
And there's this rather cute trainer who's going viral right now. TikTok's all the rage right now.
Can't see
and
his
he's
face.
Teaching you how to have better sex. So this trainer has found success on TikTok and presumably between the sheets by discussing the exercises, stretches that make you better in bed. Fitness model Patrick, oh my gosh, I cannot, again with the names we get on this show. Thokertele.
I'm not even going to try.
Forgive
it's really
me.
Difficult.
So he has taken his scientific knowledge of becoming a better lover to TikTok, drifting on the bliss point of educational informative content and someone you want to wank over, according to Cocktail and Cock Talk. And in this video, the online coach teaches you about hip mobility, which includes four exercises, the rock back, the quadricep hip opener, the JJ hip opener, and the seated leg raise. And I'll just play a little bit of it. Oh, excuse me. I didn't.
Oh.
There we go. So you can see. And so I'll post this on tagspodcast.com so you know what we're talking about. But he is doing these really sexy exercises that are essentially helping you in bed. And I'm not mad at it because I can remember getting fucked like after the pandemic.
Okay.
And it had been a minute and I hadn't done. So I do this whole at 50, I have to do all these hip mobilities as a former gymnast to get just to work out. And with the bands and everything, and I didn't, and I was so stiff that it was a great fuck, but I was like walking like I had gotten fucked. And I wish I would have taken Patrick's TikTok warm-up session. You, Lincoln, just taught, and I know you do stretching.
I just did that in my class.
Yeah, I mean, do you think there's something...
So did Jane Fonda in her workout.
Oh, my.
Not that Suzanne is the Summers? Jane Fonda challenge workout move. So,
my sister was
do you
talking,
know why?
And my sister was talking about being in her gym in Oakland, California, where she noticed these two guys that wear the shortest shorts.
Richard Simmons there.
Were they not wearing the Richard Simmons shorts? Yeah. And you noticed one thing. They were doing all butt exercises. And yep. I said, well, they're probably power bottoms. And
remember
I'm not
when Jane Fonda hot cross buns? Remember when she said that in the video? I still do that. Do you know what? Do you know what's great about it? It's great packaging. It's TikTok. You can TikTok, Reek Rock, whatever. It doesn't matter.
I guess my question
there's
is,
no new muscle.
Do you work out for sex at all or stretch for sex and ever think about that? I know I do.
I work out.
Extra squats.
Yeah?
I do. I just
for sex, I work out to feel healthier and sexier. I don't necessarily go, oh, if I do this, I'll be able to do that.
Okay, now what do you really do?
Sit back and just let Peter do all.
Okay.
Here we go. That's the real answer.
There it is right there.
Yeah.
I do one exercise specifically so I have the thrust, and it's the hip thruster.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I did those in class tonight.
Did you really?
Yeah, of course I did.
We're going to get Cody to do it on TexPodcast.com to show you his
technique. Your back?
I do it on my back, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Pelvis up.
Pelvis
toes
up.
Toes turned in?
Oh, is that a thing?
Yep. Hip distance apart. Turn your toes in. Keep your knees a little wider than your hips.
And it strengthens your glutes, right?
Roll your spine like peeling something off a piece of paper, isn't it? Like peel
That's
your spine off and back down.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you do a lot of like squats? I know you have strong legs.
I do squats.
Because one of my favorite sex positions that I always see that I don't know that I've done this yet is when the top is sitting on the couch.
I love that.
Do you know what I'm talking about? And he's lounging back and the bottom is on top of him with his feet on the quads.
Okay.
And fucking him that way.
Wait,
and
the quad? Or so on the couch? Bottom,
he's so facing not the top.
The bottom is like
that
ass
photo.
Is towards the top.
Yeah, the bottom is like sitting lounging like if you were just having a joint, watching something, Beavis and Butthead. And not Beavis and Butthead.
Is there a joint? Wait.
And so you're sitting there. I know. What would be should've. The current top? Yeah. Oh, we should have one.
Like the top is a chair, basically.
Thank you.
The
top is a chair, and the bottom is on top of him with his feet on the quads.
Okay.
But I feel like if you're the top and you're thrusting, you need to have some strong quads to hold everybody up.
For sure.
Have you done that though?
I have never done that. Okay.
Can you put that in your repertoire?
I was going to say that's in my
the playlist.
Next gymnastic sex workout that I do. That's what's going down, just so you know. Boyfriend?
Please. And let me know.
I'll let you know. And I'll get a recommendation from my boyfriend as well. So
I know he will love it. Have you done this?
Of course I've done this.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I don't know why.
Why is that so shocking? How much sex have you two had? This is talk about
gay sex.
Apparently
not enough.
Maybe I've had enough, but not in enough positions, I feel like.
We need to expand our minds. Yeah.
I will say I had a bit of a deficit when I was having hip issues before I had my hips replaced. I've had three hip replacements.
Okay. So is this a healthy one for you to do this position?
Yeah. It's better now. It's not painful now.
Okay.
If anyone ever needs to have a hip replacement, just do it. Because it's a good surgery, it's a dumb joint, and it makes all the difference in the world.
I'm glad to hear that.
DM me with questions if you need to.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm good for that.
And I do miss the gym.
You should
I work
not be
out
in pain.
I work out in my building's gym, and it's just, you know, my neighbors, and not very interesting. But I do miss the gym moments where you see a lot people. You're like, okay, he's the power bottom
checking
over there. That one's
oh
a total
God,
top.
I
like you
so
doing thrusts, and you get all of this, and you can kind of. And I've picked up people in the gym before, and I think it's kind of cool.
So
do you miss
I.
your gym moments?
I do miss my gym moments. I think I would have less gym moments now if I was going to the gym and not working out at home. I definitely would have less
gym moments. I cannot wait for you two to come to Temple. You're both going to get kicked out. I can
what?
Feel it.
Oh, my God. We are. We're going to be like a hot
That's
mess.
Great.
That's my goal now. I'm going to get kicked
out of Temple. I'm going to get kicked out of a gym. Out of Temple.
Yes, exactly. All right. Yeah, yes. Well, let's move on. Tell us what your gym routine is, and if you there is some wine in there, yes, Lincoln. And there's a couple things that got my attention about the dick, the D. Are we calling it the D? Yeah, the D. Two stories that I think are related. And you know, Cody, I love a good a splash. Okay, good. Okay. Yes.
Are you drinking anything?
She's good.
Oh, good, we're recording, so I really look like an alcoholic. Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to show you this video, but I'm also going to post it on tagspodcast.com. This bartender will get you a stiff.
No, I thought it was two different guys.
Oh,
no way.
So I'm going to show it to these guys right now, and essentially,
word
is this Spanish bartender in Madrid, one of my favorite cities, is...
It is a great city.
...got his dick out, perfectly out. It's a, it's like semi-erect, would you guys say? You know it's a good one.
I think he has on a cock ring, for sure.
Oh, even if he does...
I think he has on a little pill.
Oh.
And they if you hear the one asking for the drink, he's like... I'll have a
quivering
flustered, and I am all for
leaking
that.
A little bit.
It's like okay. That would never work in America, right? So Madrid, or maybe at the cock,
maybe at the well, I don't know,
at the bar of the cock. But would you order a drink from this guy, or would you be, you know, somehow our hygiene goes out the door when it comes to like that? Because you know, when you go into restaurants, it's like, oh my God, wash your hands. Is everybody, particularly
right,
now with COVID. Somehow us gays, I feel, when we go into bars like that, this dick walking out,
alcohol,
he could be leaking
everything.
That into the drink. And I mean,
alcohol,
what do we,
kills
and you know
everything.
At the Eagle, they don't care about this stuff.
I think there's a pre-COVID disposition and a post COVID disposition.
I don't know.
This
that
was filmed
like
last week, by
me.
The way, but yeah, in Madrid.
It's all the same to you?
It sounds like a good mixer to me, whatever he's leaking.
I get that.
Yeah. Would you order a drink from this man?
Of course. I'd order 6 drinks from him.
Only if I could touch it.
Oh, really?
So I would want him to mix my drink.
I've shown
but
my
I want
dick
him to mix my drink,
with
his
it,
dick.
With his dick. I don't think it would fit in a cup. I think you'd lose half of your alcohol.
I'm going to get a big
cup. It would be alcohol abuse.
And yeah.
Nice. I've shown my dick for a drink before.
Have you?
Yeah, the cock.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Honey, child.
You're like, oh, that's old hat.
Cody and I used to do, yes, we did. I did a lot of that stuff too for free.
I can't go to the cock.
Why?
Because the ceiling's too low.
Oh, so you can
low.
Do what?
Because
the ceiling is so fucking low there. I don't
the most
fit
random
at the cock.
Thing.
Little
no, I
fact.
Get really drunk and then I hit myself on the ceiling and
oh,
have like
no.
a scab on my forehead.
Little
because I
fact,
whacked my head on the ceiling.
Listeners about the cock is it's
a
got
very
low
ceiling. Same with Nowhere Bar.
Oh.
Yes.
It makes me very anxious. I'm
oh,
very claustrophobic.
You, Lincoln, because Vivian and I went into the protein bakery and she's like, I knew he was a tall guy. He's a big guy. I'm like, he's
a
really
a big
guy.
Thank you.
How tall are
I
you?
I used to be taller before the hip replacement. I lost a half an inch.
Oh,
so
wow.
How much did we lose?
Only
what
in my height.
With?
Don't get any ideas. 6'2".
Okay. Oh, perfect model height.
Yeah,
6'2". We love
two,
a perfect
six,
model
a
height.
Yeah.
You love it. How tall are you, Cody?
I wasn't going to answer that.
Oh. You're
18
nice.
Inches.
I'm 5'9".
Oh, that's good.
I love it.
It's decent. I'm taller than my boyfriend, so that's all that matters.
Yeah. No, 5'9" is great. Too. I love that. Yeah.
I will tell you, this is just a weird random nothing.
Yes.
We didn't go to the Eagle for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
And I never wore my boots. My boots give me another 2 inches. There's nothing. Because where are you going to wear boots in the middle of
no.
And then I will say, when Peter and I had a little like Black Party Berlin moment, I was like, I need to have sex in my boots. Get the boots. It's time for the boots,
it.
Right? It changes everything.
No, just recently I've been putting on some of my boots and
sexy underwear,
jewelry, even, and I'm getting back into it. But it took a moment because we were so trained to just wear sweats.
I'm still a little in and out. I'm a little like
I'm doing kind of a hybrid moment.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm kind of for it.
Look, I'm all for wearing sexy things too. heighten the sexual experience.
I agree. Love it. Well, we've got to move on to this other story real quick. Speaking of our dicks, the care and keeping of your dicks, according to newnownext.com, wants us to know of all the LGBTQ communities, cisgender queer men in particular have a reputation for priding ourselves on our appearances, our medicine cabinets host, skincare products, more than aging housewives. Our holes are clean with premium scrubs, but somehow we seem to forget about the health and maintenance of our penises. The penis is known for two tasks, sexual performance and urination. So the sign of a healthy penis is its ability to do those two things, says urologist Justin Howman, MD, who told New Now Next. If you have good sexual function, and that I mean the ability to have sexually satisfying intercourse, and you're able to urinate without any issues, you've got a healthy penis.
Oh, good to know.
I'm good. Yeah, high five.
Yay. Well, hold up, you guys, because beyond those two straightforward indicators, morning erections are another sign of a healthy penis.
I got those too.
Me
you?
Too.
Well, yay, I was just going to ask you that, because most people with penises get an erection 3 to 5 times a night, each lasting about 25 to 35 minutes. Essentially, an erection is your dick's way of saying things are all good down there, here, queen. And I was going to ask you the question.
Did the article say that, or did you add that?
I added that.
Okay. Well, I loved it. Thank you.
But I do often wake up with a raging heart on, and this, the reason I've always have is, and is the reason I like morning sex. Mm. It makes sense because I've just been in dreamland, and my dreams, right. I'm going to far off places or visiting far off worlds that I used to live.
Yeah.
And then when I finally wake up, it's raging hard. And if I'm next to somebody, I don't understand the people that aren't into morning sex, because to me, it's a natural reawakening.
I hate it.
Oh, Cody, we would never be together.
I used to hate morning sex. I'm not a morning person. Don't touch me in the morning. Don't come near me in the morning until I've had coffee and until noon, basically.
I'm kind of the same way, but I told this on Tegs After Show, but it's already out there, so I can tell you now. You can subscribe to extra content by go to tagspodcast.com and you'll see how you can get the after show. But I was saying, I was recently in Fire Island and I volunteered my time for a party, which got me a room for a night, which was really great because mm-hmm. those rooms are expensive.
Yeah.
But it was sharing with a guy, and the guy was a masseur, and he came home later than I did. Well, the morning rolled around and I had already met him at the party he was massaging. And I thought he was really cute and hot. And I said, hi, I'm sleeping with you tonight. Ha ha. Well, I really meant I was sleeping in the same bedroom as him.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, and he was like, oh, nice nipples. So ooh. I thought something might happen. Well, as we woke up, and you know how light pours into those houses, like at the crack of dawn. And I'm not a morning person either.
Okay.
But And it was a naked house, so they were encouraging nudity. So he got up naked, went to the bathroom, and then he came back, and I was like, oh, hi. And he's like, hi. And he came over, and we did the deed.
Nice.
And I know, it was really refreshing.
It's a nice moment.
And I was still like you, sleepy, but I got it together, and yeah, it was really fun. You could get it together.
Let me tell you, I used to hate it. Now, my boyfriend likes to have sex in the morning. So when that's the only time, basically, that you can get it, you learn to adapt.
You do.
So I've adapted.
I didn't know it was the only time you can
not
get
the,
it.
It's not you the know only what? Time.
Well, you said it's, it. It's, I didn't.
I know.
But you know what, Cody?
It's one of the main times that I can get it.
But actually, Cody, okay. To your point, you're more of a top, yes?
Yes.
So you have to be more like, not just awake, but like get that going.
Oh, yeah.
And I so I could see, around. I just got to lay there a little bit. I was active, but I was still like groggy-eyed, and it worked.
I
wasn't a lazy bottom though. But
ooh, lazy bottom defense.
I was not. I was, because I know you guys were gonna
for
go
me
there.
It depends on the morning. It depends on the morning. If I have a lot to do, because if I come in the morning, it knocks me out and I can sleep
for
again.
The rest of the day.
Well, no, I could just pass out and then I wake up and all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, I'm 45 minutes behind.
Yes.
Damn it. And there have been moments that I wake up with a raging heart on and I'm like, okay, hide this from Peter. because if he Peter knows, will. It's oh, like bon appetit. Oh, and I'm like, yeah. Ah, because, and there's other times I wake up with a boner and my dog is sitting on it. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh my.
Not in that way.
Oh my God.
But like leaning against it. And I'm like, Lordy. This feels,
you said it.
This feels perverted. This feels wrong. Right? Like yes. That's, I'm like, wait a minute. What's, I don't even under, it's not in my control.
Yeah. You were sleeping.
But the moral to the story is we all have healthy penises. Yay.
We do. Yeah. There's some other things. I will post this on tagspodcast.com that they say the sign of a healthy dick, because I think we don't really, you know, I moisturize, I put SPF on, I do all these things.
I'm horrible at that.
Really? Yeah. And our sponsor, Apostrophe, right now, I even have this new Retin-A thing
I
that
haven't
I put on
gotten my gift basket.
You will get it. I will tell you about this.
I would love it. Okay, good.
But
the
yeah.
reason, no, I'm hard with face and SPF and all that stuff because for me, it gets everywhere.
Okay.
It gets on my keyboard, on my in my eyes.
How
it
does
gets
that happen?
In my computer. It's like, because usually I jump up and I go teach a class.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm sweating and I wipe my eye and all of a sudden I have like lotion in my eye and then I start typing and all of a sudden the keyboard's filled with like, it's just annoying.
Okay, you guys, this next bit, I just want you to watch this.
Okay.
And it's entitled, it's our last topic. A bartender revealed what your drink says about you. And I think that's kind of funny.
Oh, I think I saw this.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And I want to know what
Can
drink.
Can you turn up the light? Like, make it brighter?
Yes.
Thank you.
Guys, I used to bartend at the gay club. And this is what your drink says about you. We have vodka soda. We already knew you were gay. But now we know you douche before you came. Catch me in the bathroom stall. How about that? Splash of crayon lets me know that you have a much more refined palate than your other sisters. Like a Red Bull because the bump you did in the bathroom just didn't quite do it for you.
That's
crayon,
funny.
You're definitely the target audience for the Chromatica Oreos. Like a Sprite, you're here with your bitchy vodka soda friend, but you don't want them to know you're having fun. Like water, I can just feel the self-hate. Like a Sour, you're probably not old enough to like whiskey and they missed your fake at the door. Shots of vodka because tequila is yucky. Oh, you're out here to let these bottoms know. The guys, those are the only things that gay guys drink, so I'll see you this summer. Guys, love you. Guys, I used to...
Oh my God. I it's love funny. This so much. And I have to say, when I'm out in a bar, so Jeremy Ross Lopez, our co-host, is always vodka soda. And but we were in Boston recently, and I said, order one of the signature cocktails at Lolita. It was like craft cocktails. And he did. He can do one of those. But I think he's worried, like, headaches and all that kind of stuff. But he always goes to vodka soda, vodka soda. And I think that is a little lazy and that generation. When I go in that market, I'm vodka, like, Tito soda cranberry, which he said, according to this bartender, I'll post this on TagSpot, a little more refined. And I think that just... That's me.
Did I snort just now?
You did.
I think I did.
When I said that, you did.
Do you need a Red Bull? What's your drink of choice, Cody?
I drink all the... When I came in today, I was offered a beverage. Thank you so much to my lovely host. And I said, I drink all the liquors. All of them. I will drink all of them at once.
He does.
Or
he always go-to. Says that, though. He's kind of that way, though.
You're an open bar.
Pretty much.
You're an open bar.
It's one of the only things about me that is open.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I've been drinking a lot of mezcal and tequila, but just that's the people that I'm hanging
with. Interestingly, he didn't tackle the tequila
at all
market. And I am so
basically
tequila
saying, he's basically saying that gay men only drink vodka.
Well, you know what, so okay, here's the two things on that. I want to hear from you on that. Here's the things.
basic bottoms.
We didn't have tequila. You either had, if you like, a horrible well or Patron. And that's some bars.
Mm-mm.
And now I think guys are getting a little bit more into tequila and we're seeing a little
Love
bit
it.
More representation of our tequila, not mezcal necessarily. And I'm living for
too.
It, but I want the kids to get on that market.
Yeah, I agree. I love whiskey.
Again,
the only
kids.
Thing I cannot do is Hennessy. and those types of like bourbons.
Okay, yeah.
They put me on a whole nother level. You would not like me. I black out.
I don't know if I'm liking you now based on some of this, but
on the wine, you're not liking me too much.
Lincoln, what would if we had to call you a drink?
Jameson.
Jameson.
Okay. Jameson on the rocks or Jameson and soda.
Is that whiskey?
Tequila and soda with a little bit of Rose's lime, not real lime.
Skinny, I like the margarita-ish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think I taste the rind of a lime.
Oh,
the
really?
And it's bitter to
that
me.
That is a fine palate.
I'm also a Jack and Ginger.
Okay. Now.
Jack and Ginger. And yeah. I'll do a Red Bull. No. Delete.
I was like
because
Red
of that
Bull.
Bump remark.
Right, exactly. Sorry, it got into my brain. Fireball and soda.
Oh, Fireball.
Because then
what
your
are
mouth.
You 22?
Because
I know,
no,
right?
Then your mouth tastes like red.
I respected
big red
you
gum.
Until that last remark.
It makes your breath better. Because it's just a cinnamon liquor. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like at old G Lounge. They used to do frozen Cosmos with Goldschlager.
No.
Oh, my God.
Now they do frosé and frozen
again.
Margaritas and
yeah, they do.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. Rosé is what they call it.
But
what
I will do
and I will drink that.
Frosé.
Brosé. Yeah.
What's a brosé?
Oh, no. Really? Are you teaching us something?
It's for the bros. They drink frosé, but it's not.
Okay, by the way, when you say bros, it's not bros. Just as a general note, but go ahead. What is in a brosé?
Wait, let's see if I can do it nice and butch. Brosé.
Brosé.
Yeah.
But
like
what
it.
The hell is in a brosé?
It's a
frosé, but for those bros, for the bros.
There's no...
No.
There's no difference.
Okay. Again.
It's all about branding.
I just wish you would have had the tequila in there.
What
because
are
really,
we teaching the
I'm,
children?
I'm a margarita on the rocks.
Randy's margarita at the Eagle. Nothing beats it.
You heard
I'm
it here
you.
First.
Randy's
Randy.
Margarita at the Eagle. It's better. No insult to any other bartender at the Eagle, but...
And I'm just saying, since you said his name, look down below if you can get an Eiffel and it's an Eiffel.
Oh, yeah. It's like Madrid?
It's like Madrid.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
Spilling the tea here. All right. That's all we got time for, y'all. More to come. It's been such a pleasure having
you guys.
It's
really nice to be in person.
So I feel like good. The view.
Now, I feel like the view too, but Steven, I just have to put on the record. What? I have been bitching that we haven't done enough FaceTime or
so
in-person stuff.
I'm so glad you said that
word
bitching because, yes.
Do I bitch often?
No, but you have been bitching about this. So
I have because I think there's something about the human connection that is so underrated, and that is the one biggest lesson of COVID-19.
And the one thing about you
is that to connect and look at each other in the eye, whether you agree or not. I don't give a fuck if you two agree with me. It's my opinion. I like it.
Right.
I live with it.
That's
and
why you're
sometimes
here.
You say things that evolve my opinion.
Exactly. Yeah.
And sometimes you would do the same for us.
Right. But if you're doing it in the air because you're just listening to it in your ears, or if you're doing it into your smartphone because you have a bubble in your smartphone that's only agreeing with you, mm-hmm. how are you evolving?
Yeah.
So people, when you can, come together, check everyone tonight. We all made a joke of it, but we all checked our vaccination cards
just to
be sure.
Yeah.
Just to be sure. We're all going to wash our hands before we do anything else.
Are.
I am... so close to this microphone that I feel that I should get a reward at some point from the microphone.
You can keep that.
And I don't
microphone.
Need exactly. Yeah. That wind it's guard yours. Has been taking
been
up
else,
more than wind.
You've been also bitching about that microphone.
It's fine.
So you have that one.
I've been wanting to take this home for my entire life. But
child,
I just,
it's yours. Like, but okay. Yes.
He said, keep it. Take it with you.
No, so great to be. Thank you guys for really coming here. It's so special. We'll hope to do this more often because I think it creates a different show, a more spontaneous show, hopefully a more entertaining show. You can always follow Lincoln at Protein Bakery at Protein Bakery. We just were there, Vivian and I, and got
it was great to see you. We didn't take a friggin' picture
we did.
Though.
We'll
ridiculous.
Do one tonight though, absolutely.
Okay.
And then follow him at Mad Lincoln, which is his personal account. And
that's
I love
nice.
That account.
Thank
you
for
have
that.
Great stuff for that. Thanks. Mr. Maurice over here at
that's
Mr.
Me.
Maurice, which is always a chesty moment
a
to
nice
have you had. moment. Or he's a life coach, y'all. And it's at KMD Coaching, at KMD Coaching. I'm going to hire you.
I was going to say, you know all these handles so well.
You know,
you're doing it, girl.
In the meantime, continue having, you guys, hot gay sex.
Yeah.